Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From Pike County to Graves, over the last 2 years, high school junior chef teams have stepped up to the plate to produce some very impressive dishes using locally grown food items. Program coordinator at the Kentucky Ag Department, Tina Garland, says the postmark deadline for recipe entries is next Tuesday, the 24th, and some indications are for active participation this season.
Registrations, no, but lots of emails and phone calls. They're waiting right up to that deadline to perfect that recipe.
And they must include at least 5 locally grown food items, and the dish must be school-friendly for use in school menus.
Matter of fact, Mayfield, who won year before last, they still serve their baked fajitas on the line every Tuesday.
The competition is a part of KDA's Farm to School program, says Garland, gaining in popularity with 38 teams last year. The kids enjoy it, and the program, she feels, helps them tune in to the bigger picture.
It does. And, you know, by investing in Farm to School and Junior Chef, the next generation not only be healthier, but they'll also be more informed consumers, you know, who value and support local food systems, not as a novelty, but as a way of life. It's changing.
Complete Junior Chef program details are online at kyagr.com. We'll be right back.
This party is to die for. Look at all the choices. I could fill up my plate with just this chicken. Where did they get all this fabulous food?
We're the Turners from McLean County, Kentucky.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store with our name on it.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
For past recipes or details of the Junior Chef competition, you can go online to kyagr.com and click Farm to School. Again, Tina Garland says the team recipe postmark deadline is February 24.
If everything is okay and they meet all of the requirements, then we let them know that that recipe's fine. They can continue on with that. If not, we will send it back and they can make some changes and then we go from there.
With approved recipes, district competition begins in April. Winners move into the regionals in May, with victors there headed to the state finals at the state fair in August. Do the kids get into it? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go out there on a limb and say it almost can be as big as winning those Sweet 16 basketball tournaments.
Tina Garland on the Junior Chef competition. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.